Days of relentless rainfall across the U.S. South and Midwest have finally subsided, but floodwaters continue to endanger lives and property across several states, with river levels still rising and the death toll mounting. At least 25 people have died in the wake of powerful storms that struck the region since mid-last week. Kentucky has been hit especially hard, with widespread flooding prompting evacuations, water rationing, and damage to infrastructure. As long as I've been alive, and I'm 52, this is the worst I've ever seen it, said Wendy Quier, general manager of the Brown Barrel restaurant in Frankfort, Kentucky. John Ward, sheriff of Hardin County, Kentucky, said his area, south of Louisville along the Ohio River, is still seeing rising water levels. It's good to be able to come out this morning and it not be raining. We're thankful for that, but we're still dealing with water rising, he said. 21 river gauge points across the Midwest and South are currently at major flood stage, with that number expected to double, according to the National Weather Service. The flooding follows over a foot of rain in parts of the Mid-South, including Memphis, Tennessee, where nearly an entire season's rainfall fell in just 5 days. The downpour was accompanied by destructive tornadoes. 88 have been confirmed so far, 6 of them rated EF3 strength. Among the dead are children, a 5-year-old boy found in a damaged home in Arkansas, and a 9-year-old Kentucky boy swept away by floodwaters on his way to school. In Georgia, a father and son were killed on a golf course when a tree fell on them during high winds. This event is not over until the waters have receded, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said on Monday. Until the areas that have flooded are fully dry, until we don't have saturated ground that could create mudslides over roads and bridges. Flooding has also disrupted water services in parts of Kentucky. In Frankfort, electrical systems used to pump river water were shut down on Sunday, prompting a plea for residents to conserve water. Harrodsburg faced similar challenges, relying on limited stored water after pumps were shut off overnight. In Frankfort, the Kentucky River reached its second highest recorded level early Monday, falling just short of the catastrophic 1978 flood and nearing the limits of the city's flood defenses. Despite those protections holding firm, several areas still experienced significant inundation. Buffalo Trace Distillery, one of the nation's oldest continuously operating distilleries, was among the local landmarks affected by the rising river, a company spokesperson confirmed. The facility will remain shut through at least Thursday, with inspections postponed until it is safe to access the site. Meanwhile, in Prospect along the Ohio River, the owners of Captain's Quarters Riverside Grill took an unusual step to defend their property.